Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, baby, you found it. I'm so glad you did. Hey, I want to start out tonight by thanking, just, man, I got a whole bunch of people that sent in emails and whatnot, wishing me a happy birthday yesterday and what and all of that. Yes, folks, I am 21 now. I'm kidding. Well, I'm 21 again, we'll say. A few times now. Anyhow, a couple times at least. Just wanted to thank everybody for that. That was real nice. And also, I want to give a big, big shout out. Last night, I was at a charity dinner over in Boca Raton, Florida, here in Southeast Florida, that Gateway, the Gateway people put on. There was an event raising money. They do a lot of work for homelessness and whatnot. And I was very happy to be in attendance with that and donated a painting for their silent auction, which everybody loved and whatnot. So that was cool. And it has a new home now and everybody's happy. I had really, really a fantastic time there. I'm probably going to say the name of the place wrong because, you know, that's just me. The Pinion Grill there in Boca. Outstanding, man. Outstanding venue, and you know everybody there just hell of a great fun job. So a lot of fun, a lot of fun, a lot of fun. I think I had a little too much fun. Man, I think there was some gluten in that whiskey I drank or something. Or I'm just old. Yeah, how about that? I've been moving slow all day. Now tonight we have. Well, he's a heck of a good guy, CEO, film producer, film festival organizer, and L.J. Rivera, and just a really, really good guy. Been on the show a few times, and unfortunately, he had some issues tonight. Some stuff came up with the scheduling, and we just couldn't postpone the show. And to reschedule it would put him. He was going to be on talking about the upcoming RIP Horror Film Festival there in Hollywood. And the various film festivals, Galactic Film Festival and whatnot. But fortunately, we lucked out, folks, because he was on a couple weeks ago. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're just going to replay that show. And that way, he's a film producer and stuff. He's got things he's doing, man. Things happen. So we're going to play that episode because all the information and details and whatnot are all still pertinent and apply. So without further ado, tonight's show, here's L.J. Rivera. Enjoy, and we'll see you back on Monday live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, folks. You found it. Taking a break from painting tonight, and boy, am I excited because we have a great, great show for you tonight. We've got one of my favorite people on tonight, all the way from Hollywood, California. We've got RJ Rivera on. RJ, how are you?
Hey, Jamie. Jamie, it's LJ. Yeah, awesome.
What am I saying? I'm saying RJ. It's LJ. Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with – you know what it is? Is where I'm doing
my
about –
last name.
Yeah, I'm doing – no, I – oh, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm focused on the show now, folks. Oh, man. I was putting some paintings
no worries,
away.
No worries. I understand.
Oh, you know how it is. You know how it is, LJ. It's just crazy sometimes. I need an assistant. That's right. Hey, no, LJ, let me ask you. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, LJ is a fantastic film producer. He does several film festival organizers, CEO of a couple of various networks and whatnot. He is the entertainment man. Do you have an assistant, LJ? Or do you do everything yourself, kind of?
I have an assistant. I think I fire them every other week. So I'm just kidding, Jamie.
Somebody's home worried right now. No, I'm joking.
No. I have a team, and I don't have a personal assistant. You know, I think at the end of the year, yeah, I will be going to that. But for the most part, we have a team. We have a team, and each person kind of handles a piece of the pie, and we just make sure it all gets done.
That's because you do. You wear so many hats and everything. Now, when you started out and it grew into the team, let me ask you this. Do you micromanage a lot? Was it easy to give up, like delegate stuff? And because it's real hard for me to do that. And it's something I think I need to learn how to do better, you know?
Yeah, to be honest with you, Jamie, that's one of the hardest things for sure, you know. For the most part, I don't have a big issue with that. I do delegate. I try not to micromanage because I hate it when it was happening to me back in the day. So it's just basically I let people do what they say they're going to do, and then if it doesn't get done, then it's a different story. Then I just have to rearrange, you know. It doesn't mean that person's a failure,
right?
or you know, it's just something has to be changed, and you know, they're better suited to do something else.
I gotcha. Well, enough about my personal stuff and lack thereof. LJ, it's phenomenal. You always have so many things happening. You're such an inspiration to me because, I mean, there's often times when I get overwhelmed. I'm like, and I say to myself, well, if LJ's getting all this done, I should be able to do this too, you know. He's doing a lot more than I am. You've got a lot of stuff
thanks,
going on
Jamie.
Right now. Yeah, it's very true, very true.
They do say, you know, there's plenty of time to rest when we're dead, right? So.
Right. Exactly. Now, one of those things is City Beat Live. Now, that is a television network, I guess, it's not really a show, is it? I mean, you guys are broadcasting that, or is it just, does it repeat, a cycle repeat or something? That's on Roku and various other places, right? Online and what have you?
Right, yes, we do have it on Roku. We do have it on several channels on the East Coast, and I don't know what they are right now, to be honest with you, they're not in front of me. We are taking that to become
right.
a network eventually. That is the game plan, but initially it is just a show, and we're still trying to iron that out to make it a full network.
And it's all over the place. I mean, I've seen a couple episodes, and you're interviewing, I mean, big time name stars and stuff at different various events and stuff. You had somebody interviewing people at the Cannes Film Festival. I mean, you know, this isn't, you know. What's Julio doing down the block or something? This is, you know, big time. I'm very impressed with it, you know?
Yes, we've been very blessed to, you know, have be granted some great access. We're looking for a lot of writers. So anybody listening that's writing, we do need more writers for this project and for this new network because, the video and audio is great, but they do want a robust website, you know, similar to a TMZ type, without going into all the, you know, the rumors and colors, what color underwear this one's wearing this week and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. You know, we laugh about that, but, man, millions of people tune into that. It boggles the mind. I guess what it is everybody always likes to see how the other half lives. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're getting ramped up for the Catalina Film Festival, to be honest with you right now. That's what's next on the agenda for City Beat Live. And like you
That's
said,
awesome.
We were at Cannes for the last 2 years and we've been at City Beat. We've been at Catalina for the last 3 years. So excited about that.
Now, I mean, I've never been to the Catalina Film Festival. I've been to the Long Beach and San Diego and the L.A. Film Festival years ago. I don't even know if they still do that one. But you know, in Catalina, do you have to take you have to take the boat over there and everything to get to it? I mean, that's a heck
absolutely.
Of a thing.
Absolutely. Yeah,
cool
you can take
that?
A helicopter or the boat. Of course, the celebrities fly over real quick. You know, if they don't like the boat too much.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, in other, which we're going to talk about all this stuff, folks. LJ also is the man behind the RIP Horror Film Festival and the Galactic Film Festival as well. Like I said, I don't know when you sleep, LJ.
I don't either, Jamie. I was looking at some production numbers earlier, and I said, oh, I have an interview in 15 minutes. I better get ready for that. the advice people gave to me in the past, and I always like to share it and give it, pass it on to other people, is that, you know, as long as you're passionate about it, you'll make it happen and get busy with it, you know, because I just got out of a two-hour meeting at 6:30, and I knew I had this at 7, so it's like, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right. Eat a Hot Pocket on the way. Although, don't let Cherie hear that, because she would, you know, need that.
No, it's gluten-free. No,
for those
who don't know. Yeah, Cherie's, she's big on paleo and gluten-free stuff. I stopped and got my chili mocha from Starbucks. That's what I'm running on today.
Nice.
And they're not a sponsor yet, but
I know,
after this promo, I hope they will be, because, you know, this chili mocha is great. It's the newest thing.
Exactly. Wow. It's going to be – I'm sure that's going to be hitting out here soon. I can see people lining up for that. Speaking of Cherie, now, did she got you into all that hiking and stuff as well? Are you doing that kind of stuff too? Every week she's posting on Facebook. I climbed the mountain. I did this. I did that.
Right.
I'm tired of reading it.
Yeah, it's a great friendship that we have, and she's an associate director with us on the festival and stuff. We both have similarities. We both love hiking, and we actually before we met, we both did the same LA Marathon in 2011, and we didn't even know it.
Wow, that's a small world. That's awesome. That is very cool. Very, very cool. Now, the RIP Horror Film Festival, this is year 4 for this, or year 3?
Great memory. It is year 4, sir.
Year 4. That's coming up right in November, I believe. November 10th or something like that. I could be off on that.
You got it exactly right. It's November 10th, 11th, and 12th, and 13th, actually 4 days this year. And we're very excited about it. It's just getting bigger and bigger every year. And the quality of the films and the filmmakers is just getting bigger and bigger and better every year as well.
Wow, that's very, very cool. Now, are you having it at the same place? Last year, I remember it was at I can't remember at all. It was outside of L.A. a little bit. Not far at all outside of L.A., I don't think. Where's it at this year?
Yes, we tried to move it. We're moving it closer and closer to Hollywood proper. We're in Los Feliz off of Sunset Boulevard.
Los Feliz.
Yes.
Nice, nice. Now,
yes,
the
an older theater.
Oh, very cool. All the submissions, I imagine, are already in. I don't know how that works so much. But I know people all year long have been sending in movies and stuff, and you guys go through them all and kind of pick the ones and that you're going to feature and all this and that. Is that process of that part of it already done, or is that ongoing?
It is ongoing. It is about 60% done, to be honest with you, 60 to 70%.
Okay.
I was before my last two-hour meeting with sponsors and finance people. I was watching movies all day. Today's my movie day.
Nice.
It's incredible. you know, we have a rich history, Jamie. As you mentioned, you know, it's our fourth year, and we've brought you some amazing, not you personally, but, you know, the general public, we brought them some
public,
amazing
right?
films and some amazing film by some amazing filmmakers, you know. Rob Palmer with I Am All Alone, and Jessica Cameron with Mania and Truth or Dare. We've had Matthew Solomon with Chatter, Joe Wheeler with Django Hooper, Andy Palmer with The Funhouse Massacre, who had Robert Englund in his film.
Wow.
Just an amazing actor, obviously, and, you know, just an incredible film. It went straight to AMC theaters after it premiered with us. And then last year, one of our favorite films was All Through the House. It received our Best Slasher, and that was by Todd Nunes. And that film has been all over the place. It's been almost a year. It's available on pre-order on DVD now. And Todd Nunes had a big write-up, him and his film, in Fangoria, announcing he's going to be doing, Ward 13. Yeah, that's
really?
His next project. So,
wow.
You know, there's some crazy, amazingly talented filmmakers and productions, and I'm just blessed and fortunate that they've submitted to our festival, and we've been able to share them with the public, because it's just been an amazing ride. It really has.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, I don't think that horror ever really went anywhere, but it definitely is gaining in popularity, you know, and I don't know if it's shows like AMC's The Zombie Shows, The Walking Dead and American Horror Story on Fox. You know, I don't know if they contribute to that. I'm sure they do, you know, but it's interesting to me. And I think it's cool, you know. It's definitely, I mean, talk about a movie that'll take you away. It's a genre, I should say. That's very cool. You know, usually in a straitjacket, right? No, I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think horror is definitely on a big upswing, and it's just getting really very popular, and the process is just continuing that it's just amazing, you know. And what can be done now. You know, one of my meetings earlier this week was with a new sponsor that does VR and optical. Optical camera filming, and they have drones and everything else, and it's just crazy.
Wow.
It's amazing the amount of new technology that's out there.
Well, you know, that's awesome too, especially for the independent filmmakers and stuff to have these cards in their hand that they can play, you know, when telling the story and whatnot. That's fantastic. We live in an amazing time. That's cool. So a lot of submissions this year for the RIP Horror Film Festival.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of submissions. We're, as you mentioned earlier, you know, where are we in the process? Our cutoff is September 23rd. And we have received almost 600 films this year.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive.
That's a lot.
When the first year out, we just had 130 or so. That's pretty darn impressive. And we have films from all over the world. Some big names to look out for this year. We have Kai Efron with an awesome film. We have Jamie Bernadette, who's an actress and writer and producer on a new film that we got in our festival. Dakota Campbell, an amazing 21-year-old college student. And he's done like six or so feature films. And he has a film in our festival this year. Chris Morrissey, with Trick of the Witch. We're doing a spotlight on him with Trick of the Witch and Mania, which Cher Cherie is an actress in both of those films. She's a scream queen.
Nice.
With Chris. So that's incredible. And then, you know, we have Amy Wade, first-time filmmaker from your part of the country, She's on the East Coast, and she's done a movie called Condo Hell.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's down the street from me. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I think we've probably all rented one of those at one point in our life.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's just about that time of year when they'll be all – everybody will be back. You know, everybody's gone for the summer. We call it the season down here. The season's about to begin. And I don't know. A lot of people complain about it. I think it's all right. You know, bring money into the area, I'm happy with.
That's true. Yeah, I guess Amy Wade is in Rhode Island is what I'm informed by part of my team as we speak.
Nice. Now, you guys are also at the festival. I'm looking in the my notes here. You guys will have a – oh, man. You guys will have a makeup competition. Like, so people will be coming in there all, you know, spooked out and everything, right? Like, gored out and everything with the crazy makeup and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of neat.
Absolutely, yes. We had the festival on Halloween last year, so we definitely want a Halloween costume contest, the last one of the year, because, you know, Halloween's going to be over by the time our festival comes out. So we're going to go ahead and have a Halloween costume contest and makeup contest. And speaking of makeup, I don't know if I said this correctly, but, yeah, Chris Morrissey's movies that we're going to spotlight is Heavy Makeup and Trick of the Witch.
Oh.
I don't remember if I said that correctly, but, yeah, it just triggered me when I said makeup again. So, anyway, yeah, that's his thing.
I hear you.
Yeah, even one night on awards night, I was fully put in makeup by Iri Tori, a Japanese makeup artist who's incredible. Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool. Now, are tickets available yet, or do people have to wait a couple weeks before they start getting them?
You know, they are online. They were we had a pre-sale promotion. They were really, really cheap. We're going to have one more sale, but they're not going to be as cheap as they first were on that first sale. But we're going to start one more sale later tonight for the rest of this week.
Oh, awesome.
And just do that from today till Sunday. So the people have some time to, you know, give them a little more time to get a special special price.
That's right. You know, just go ahead, folks. Take the money or the food right out of LJ's mouth and his children's mouths. I'm kidding. But it is a good deal, so you should – you definitely should do it. And, you know, one of the cool things, I got to tell you, when I used to live in San Diego, you know, a decade ago, people always ask me, they're like, how do you meet all these, like, you know, celebrities and stuff? I'm like, I used to go to a lot of film festivals. That's how you do it. You go there and you schmooze. Get some business cards. Go and talk to people. If you're in that business, if you're in entertainment, I'm telling you, it's a good thing to do, you know? You can never know. If you're in entertainment, you can never know. If you're in any business, really, the more people you know, the better off you are. It's and this is definitely a cool festival to go to and meet people, and you just never know what opportunities are there. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Are you ready to lose those love handles? Do you work hard to stay in shape and eat healthy, yet you can't get rid of stubborn fat? Now there's a clinically proven way to help you look slimmer without surgery or downtime. It's called Sculpture. Sculpture's innovative procedure destroys fat in just 25 minutes with visible results as quickly as 6 weeks. Sculpture sounds amazing, right? Check it out for yourself by clicking on the banner or go to goodbyefat.com.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas. Perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a
big millionaire's house. It's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Now,
yes, for sure.
So that's, oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. It's, you know, these are great, and you get to see stuff, you know, before everybody else. It's kind of cool, you know. It's very, very cool, and this sounds like a really lot of fun. You know, very, very cool stuff.
Thank you, Jamie. It is very cool. And we don't want to forget about our Galactic Film Festival either for the sci-fi.
Right. I was just going to mention that as well.
Okay.
Is Galactic in the spring? What is Galactic? Or is it this
year
as well?
Exactly. What we did this year is we restructured some things and reorganizing things because we have 4 film festivals. So what we're doing with Galactic is Galactic and RIP are going to be on the same week. So Galactic is October 8th and 9th. So if you're tired of all the politics of the world, then you can come to a film festival and see some sci-fi stuff and stuff instead from another world.
That's right. The future. That's right. I love it. Crazy. Hey, LJ, we have a call. Do you want to take a call?
I sure do, because right before that call, I want to mention to you that the call's right on time, because we have 5 contestants to be Miss Galactic, and I believe maybe that's one of them on the phone.
Really? Outstanding. Well, let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air with LJ Rivera.
Yes,
hey.
Yes. Hi, Jeannie. Hi, LJ. This is Teresa Ireland calling.
Yes, Miss Teresa Ireland. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fabulous. How's everything going with you? What a great interview so far.
Oh, great. Thank you. We were just getting around to you. It's perfect timing. We're getting around to talking about Galactic and the contestants. So please tell Jamie and the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, hi, I am Teresa Ireland, and I am one of this year's contestants for Miss Galactic 2016. And what a fun competition this has been so far. Yes, it's great. And I actually know 3 of the other contestants. We're friends outside of the competition, so it's definitely friendly.
I'll be laser beaming anybody.
Yes. No. Only in the films. Only in the movies.
That's right.
Only in the movies. That's right.
I was really excited to be asked to join the Galactic family because science fiction, sci-fi is one of my favorite genres, alongside horror, of course, and action gets involved with all of it. But sci-fi has always been just one of my main veins. Especially when it's come to filming. I have a few science fiction credits, and most recently I'll be seen coming up on Westworld on HBO coming out soon.
Nice. I'm telling you, I wait with bated breath every day for Westworld to start. I was a big fan of the original film, and, you know, old Yul Brynner is the gunslinger in that. Outstanding.
Yes.
And the teaser trailers I've seen of the new HBO, I am waiting for that. Good stuff. And you're in it. How cool is that?
Yes, I work for a body painter here in Los Angeles, and so with that skill, I was asked to come in to play one of the frozen bodied androids in the coolers. So I got to be there with all the main characters walking through the coolers at that time, including Sir Anthony Hopkins. So that was pretty amazing.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing.
That's awesome.
So cool. That is so awesome.
Very, very cool. Talk to an Android tonight. I'm very, very happy. My inner 12-year-old nerd is like geeking out. That's cool. That's cool. So you're in addition to that, you're going to be in this competition. Now there's three other contestants, you say?
Oh no, no, no. There's five of us all together. I just previously know three of the other girls. Yes.
I gotcha. Well, that's
now,
cool,
I am number.
Man. That is.
Oh, I'm number 166. When you go to the website, I'm sure LJ's maybe shared the website. If not, it's galacticfilmfest.org. And then if you go to the right hand side of the banner, you'll see click to vote for this year's Miss Galactic, and then you'll pull up all the little bios and those photographs of all the contestants. And on the left hand top corner, you'll see a white box. And you'll be able to vote for whichever girl you want. And you can vote every day up until September 29th.
Very cool. Well, folks, I want you all to go there. And, we have a link up on our show page here, www.galacticfilmfest.org. And, start clicking, baby. Start clicking on that. Get those votes in, folks. I'm telling you, it has to happen. Has to happen. Or androids will come get you tonight. So, well.
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know if that's
LJ's been working so hard on this. It's so great to see, filmmakers with passion. And, he's really doing so much to get, all these independent films seen and out there for the world,
mm-hmm.
and networking and bringing us all together so that we can all continue working our craft and getting to do what we all love to do. So thank you, LJ. It's been a great pleasure.
Yeah,
you're
very,
very welcome,
very much
Teresa.
So.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
I imagine, LJ, a million things that you do are kind of thankless things, kind of behind the scenes type things. And I imagine I've never put together a film festival, but man, I imagine there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. I bet you there's a lot of 2-hour meetings with finance people. I'm just saying.
That's for sure. And they want to go over those books a couple times,
Oh man, I'm telling you.
But like I said
get
earlier,
brain
Jamie,
just from our little ad meetings for the little show here. I can only imagine something on the level. And not only one, but several. You said you had a couple other film festivals going on as well. I know about the RIP and the Galactic Film Festival. And again, folks, both of those festivals are in November in L.A. there in Hollywood. Film festivals are you organized or involved in, LJ?
Oh, well, I've been fortunate enough to be able to work with and be involved with several festivals. I've done some volunteer work and a little advising with the North Hollywood Film Festival. And this year I was fortunate and very excited and honored to be one of the judges and, basically volunteers also for the Catalina Film Festival. But the other two film festivals that I founded and I'm working on with the rest of my team are the Children's Film Festival, and that's called Kaleidoscope, which we were going to start an online film festival with that, and then we'll have a actual location festival in early spring for that, for kids.
Nice. Very
and
nice.
Then, yeah.
Note to
so that
self
would just be all kids films and kids. Hello?
Very, very cool.
Sorry.
All kids films.
Oh, good.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I was just talking to myself.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, kids films and films made by kids also. So,
wow.
Yeah, very, very excited
cool
about
that.
Right.
That's very cool.
Extremely cool.
Now, speaking of kids, LJ, I have to ask. Now, I know you're a single dad. Are your kids in show business as well? Have they got that itch yet or not so much?
I draw the line at Musical.ly's, okay? That's about it, Jamie.
I got it.
I think that's enough for them right now. I don't really want. I'd rather them be on the production side, like myself. I don't really want them to be in the business per se and acting and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever they choose in the future, you know, it's fine with me.
That's cool. That's cool. That's awesome. Now, Teresa, when you were, how long have you been in the business? I mean, how were you? Did you get into the show business when you were a kid, or was it later in life? Or, you know, not late. That sounds terrible. Was it like in your high school years or whatnot that you decided, hey, man, this is what I need to be doing?
Well,
how did that come about?
Well, actually, I started dancing on stage in full-blown recitals when I was 3 years old. I could dance before I could walk, as my mom would say. So that's as young as they would take me to teach me how to tap. So I've growing up, I was always performing on stage in multiple genres of dance. And now to this day, I still dance, and I'm a choreographer, and I use those skills within my filming. But that led me to doing musicals on stage, and I started out as a stage performer doing musicals and plays and also stage managing when I wasn't performing. And that led into commercials and film, and I've been in Los Angeles for 3 years now. I relocated from the San Francisco Bay Area. I was up there for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and I was performing again. You know, just I kind of do it all. I just have you know, just a little bit of everything under my belt, so I'm able to go across the board with it all in every genre of film. And you know, I've produced television, and you know, I love every aspect of the entertainment industry. And on top of that,
nice.
in between everything else, I'm a Marilyn Monroe impressionist. So I go on tour with Marilyn a lot as well.
So cool. So cool.
Yeah. You're in Florida, aren't you? Are you based
I am,
in Florida?
Just south of Boca.
Yeah.
Boca Raton.
Okay. I was in South Beach, Miami in July.
Oh, okay.
For Maryland. So too bad we didn't get to see each other then.
Exactly. Next time you're in the area, let me know. And, you know,
sure.
That's awesome. I remember there was a nightclub I used to go to at the old El Rey in L.A. there. This was many, many, many millions of years ago, it seems like, called Club Makeup. And I remember one of the nights, they would always have a crazy theme. And one of the nights was Marilyn Monroe night. And they actually, they said the first 75 Marilyns get in free. I'd never seen that. Other night. And we went to this club, kids of Marilyn Monroe's in there. It was amazing. I'm like, wow.
Oh, that's
something you don't see every day.
Fantastic.
Crazy.
That's
crazy,
for
crazy,
sure.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that would have been a trip to see that many Marilyns. You think
all
you're in
one
the Twilight
place. Yeah.
Zone.
And they were
yeah.
all, felt like it. Yeah, definitely. All in different eras of Marilyn, too. It was amazing. That's very cool. And, you know, Marilyn Monroe, I'm a painter. Well, Marilyn's one of my favorite people to paint, too. Marilyn's like an ATM card, man. If I knock a Marilyn out, it sells right away. I'm always very happy to be doing that.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what, you can check out some of my photos on Instagram. If you go to Hollywood Marilyn Monroe, all one word, that also has the link to vote for Miss Galactic as well, if anyone's looking for the link too. But yeah, I've been seen on Jimmy Kimmel Live and ABC's Nightline, and I'm in an upcoming Pepsi ad, and I've been in The Hollywood Reporter and LA Weekly as Marilyn. It's very fun for me to do in between all of my filming and auditioning and things like Miss Galactic and whatever else the future has in store.
That's great. That's fantastic. And you know the cool thing, LJ? If you ever go to a party and, you know, you need to bring somebody on your arm or something, hey, showing up with a Marilyn Monroe, that's pretty awesome. You know, that makes a statement.
Exactly.
I
can only imagine, Jamie. You're right.
All of a sudden,
I do get invited to a lot of
ropes start going down. That's great.
I did. I do get invited to a lot of birthday parties. You know, everybody wants to hear me sing Mr. President, you know.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm telling you. I got to get you out in October. I have a birthday coming up in October. I got to get you out here to Florida for that. No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, next time you're in town, or, you know, in the state, let me know. You know, we're always looking for an excuse to go out. That's cool. That's very cool. So, folks, again, we have the links up on our show page, and when this goes out, when it's converted to a podcast, we'll have those links as well. But to citybeatlive.net, RIPHorrorFilmFestival.com, and GalacticFilmFest.org. Very, very cool. Now, LJ, the Galactic and the
Jamie.
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't want to lose your train of thought there. Go for it.
Oh, no. I was thinking, I'm like, man, you put the Galactic and the RIP together. Whoa, that is a big, big lots going on for you, I imagine.
Yeah, we thought it's actually a little easier that we basically have this one whole week of festival instead of, you know, 3 days here and 2 days
out,
here.
Right.
Yeah, but we do want to keep them separate, but we thought if we have them around the same time, it would be great. You know, it's going to be easier on the production side, but yet they're still separate. So we have genre-specific people at the festival, you know.
Very cool, very cool. Now, if people are out of the area, they say they're not in the, you know, if somebody's in Japan or something, are they going to be able to stream certain things, or are people going to be doing the Facebook Live? I imagine they will be, you know, with their phones and stuff. But I
absolutely
don't know. I mean,
we're
going to
be
–
yes, we hope to have
the
festival stream pretty live for the most part. A lot of live streams going on. I was just with some VR people, and, you know, there's – like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of high-tech stuff that we're planning, and actually we're planning actually more now for next year, for the 5th anniversary.
Gotcha.
But before I forget, not that I'm going to forget, but I do want to mention, because I invited all contestants to call in, and they might – I know they can't all make it, but I do want to mention a couple of the other names on the contest as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Jamie. Yeah, we have contestant number 162 is Megan Martin, and she's an ex-Marine. Well, you're never an ex-Marine, but she's an ex-military. She's a Marine, and she's a model and a mom.
Gotcha.
And so she's one another contestant for Miss Galactic. And we have contestant 163, Ashley Mary Nunez, and she's a cosplay Scream Queen. She dresses up as Wonder Woman usually. And she's a scream queen as well. And we have contestant, and she's a wonderful mom as well. And we have contestant 164, Ruby Gonzalez, another beautiful lady and wonderful mom. And she's a teacher and model and actress as well. And then we have number 165, which is Dani Siasi. I always have trouble pronouncing her name. She's going to kill me. But she's a beautiful young lady and cosplay as well. She's a Supergirl often, and on the website she's dressed up in a Star Trek uniform. And
nice.
And so she's wonderful as well, and everybody's just beautiful. And then of course we have 166, which is Teresa Ireland, who's on the line with us right now.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I'm telling you, we live in a fantastic time. Man, I never had a teacher that did, you know, modeling and movie stuff.
Right, a teacher that looks so beautiful, right?
Exactly.
Smart and
I had
beautiful.
Miss Crabtree or something. Man, times have changed.
And of course, we want to shout out real quick to our current Miss Galactic, which is Donna Lee Heising, who's on several productions right now. So she's traveling, and she wasn't able to get on the call. The Miss Galactic, and we're going to have two Galactic princesses this year as well. They'll reign for 2016 and 2017. So all of this year and then until next year's festival. So that's how we're going to do that from now on.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Are you ready to lose those love handles? Do you work hard to stay in shape and eat healthy, yet you can't get rid of stubborn fat? Now there's a clinically proven way to help you look slimmer without surgery or downtime. It's called Sculpture. Sculpture's innovative procedure destroys fat in just 25 minutes with visible results as quickly as 6 weeks. Sculpture sounds amazing, right? Check it out for yourself by clicking on the banner or go to goodbyefat.com.
And again, folks, I mean, you know, this is a great week. And if you're outside of L.A., what a fantastic week to go visit. You know, LJ's absolutely right. You know, politics, schmolitics, everybody's sick of all this stuff anyway. You know, head out to L.A. for a nice week and see both festivals and hang out with all these people. How cool would that be? I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
We
and then
have
come
a
back
fun
and have
time.
Thanksgiving with your family. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, I might hop on a plane. I might hop on a Greyhound
Jamie,
bus and get out at
LA. That's right, Jamie. We're waiting for you to come out now. Come on.
I know.
You could do interviews on the red carpet, Jamie.
Oh, man, that would be great. How cool would that be? I love it. The only problem with that is, I'm one of those cats with a perfect face for radio. I don't know if a video just, I don't know if I can make that jump, you know. Unlike you and Teresa and LJ, you know, you guys have the face for that.
This is sci-fi and horror we're talking about. We could always throw some special effects makeup or a mask on you.
There you go, or a big astronaut helmet or something. And that would be awesome. How funny. Man, it's so cool talking to you guys, and I am just so excited about this. It's such an infectious, fun thing. Very, very cool. And I just can't wait. I can't wait to see all this. This is just, fantastic. Fantastic. So people, again, get out there, vote for these, you know, check out the contestants for Miss Galactic 2016. How cool is that? Start voting on those. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So what's up next,
Jamie,
LJ, after all this happens? I mean, I know that you're going to be doing it again next year, but you throw in a couple movies to produce before then or something, you know, just to pass the time.
Right. I got a couple of things, private things I wanted to share with you. But before we leave the festival realm, just real quick, last year we started our Bloody Doll Awards, and basically,
oh really?
These awards are handmade, decorated and designed by Deborah's dolls, They are numbered, signed by the artist, and they all have our logo on it for the festival.
How cool is that? And people can pick these up at the festival?
Well, they're only awarded to the winners, yes. So last year we only gave out three, and this year we have 13 awards, and that's it. And they're basically each a bloody doll. And they're all numbered. We have blondes, redheads, brunettes. They're all different style dresses and different style of makeup and everything. And it's pretty incredible. I'm pretty excited about it. Just like the Academy Awards has their Oscar, you know, and they're all uniformed. It's the same doll. It's the same trophy. You know, it's kind of boring if you ask me. But
I agree.
So we have the Bloody Doll Awards, and they're all
cool
different, and they're all numbered. Similar to the Oscars, though, they are numbered and they are signed. And it's pretty incredible. And we're actually going to have like a four foot bloody doll at the theater in the lobby. That's the symbol of the festival as well. So that's
awesome. That's
exciting.
The one in the is that the doll that's in the – I was just looking at the Facebook page for the RIP Horror Film Festival, and they've got a creepy doll in the picture there. Whoa, man, that's going to give me nightmares. I love it.
Exactly. So that's one of the dolls from last year, and we used that for some of the marketing materials for this year. The new poster's being we're going to have a photo shoot next week, I believe, for the new poster – where we're going to have the bloody dolls in the picture on the poster, and the poster and the program is going to be the same. So some awesome marketing materials coming out in 2 weeks or so. And Deborah's Dolls in California here, they designed them for us, and they're exclusive to the festival. So we're really excited about that. And so, of course, for Galactic, we had to do something special, too, now. So for this year, this is breaking news. I just, confirmed it 30 minutes ago. The Galactic trophy will be made from a 3D printer and a special design from one of our newest sponsors.
Wow. How cool is that? Very, very cool. Man,
I think it's very cool.
I'm telling
I think it's
you.
Something very different and unique, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I think it's cool that you guys have a sci-fi based, and the horror too, but, you just don't see that a lot of people. And I'm a big sci-fi nerd myself. It's cool because it's support, and hopefully it gets more indie filmmakers,
looking at the sci-fi world to make a sci-fi movie, you know, and I mean, you know, that's very, very cool. It's amazing. You guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's awesome.
We had Richard Hatch at the festival last year. He received our Legend of Sci-Fi Award, and Sid Haig, of course, was available for our presentation for RIP. And then you did an awesome portrait of Bela Lugosi
Jr. Oh yeah,
Jr.,
Bela Lugosi.
We presented to Bela Lugosi
yeah.
Jr. a picture of his father for the festival as an award in post. I forget what that's called again. But
that was my my favorite thing last year. You know, doing that. And seeing that picture that you guys posted of that, and I printed it out. I have a little frame on the wall here. It's so it just blew me away. You know, that's cool because I mean, you know, we grew. I don't know, we didn't grow up, but I watched all those movies as a kid. You know, with Bela Lugosi and stuff, and that just was an honor to do. Man, that made my day. Very, very cool. So you got this is November, folks. November. Everything starts at the 8th and runs through to the 10th on the Galactic, and then on the 10th through the 13th, the RIP, the Rip Horror Film Festival, gets underway and goes. That is, man, that is so cool. Very, very cool.
That's great. So.
I'm blown away.
Thank you again, Jamie, for all of your support, and thanks for broadcasting this. And you know, we have some amazing projects coming up around the corner. In the end of October, we have our first pre-production meeting, and we start filming in December on a unnamed project. At this point, it's not to be. We're not sharing the name yet, but we have a full feature psychological thriller, a movie
wow.
coming out that we will go in full production on in December. And so that's groundbreaking. That's brand
Man.
New.
Man.
We're excited about that. Yeah.
When are you going to sleep? When are you going to sleep, LG? No, I'm not trying to discourage you. Keep doing what you're doing, man. It's working. It's awesome. Yeah, just throw a feature film in there, you know. Why not? Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
That's in our downtime. It's okay. That's just in our downtime, you know.
I love it.
And then, of course, we want to give back, Jamie, because, the festivals do give exposure, but that's only one part of what the filmmaker really wants. So John Cox and I have got together and we have formulated this nonprofit that will be for filmmakers and membership driven and basically the name is the Independent Cinema Foundation
nice.
Our website will be up next week, but basically three main components would comprise this nonprofit that we're developing. And basically it is an education side to give the filmmakers workshops with this all this new technology, all this VR stuff that we were talking about earlier, the optical drone, how to film drones and editing. You know, we have an amazing amount of technology available to us, and we're going to share that with all these independent filmmakers that want to be part of this. And so that's the educational side. We're going to have lectures and workshops and hands-on classes by an accredited school that we're working with. And then the second component of that, of course, is everybody who's a member of this nonprofit group will get 25 to 50% off all of their film submissions to the festivals. To any of our festivals.
Wow.
And then any festival
that
is a big deal. Just with the four festivals that we have, it's a big deal. But then we're affiliating and associating with other festivals, so they'll be able to get those discounts, those same discounts on other festivals as well. as long as they're a member of our membership. So,
well, there you go, folks. If you're making movies, sign up for that, because man, that'll pay for itself, you know, right away. That's great.
Right, right.
That's very cool.
Oh, definitely. Oh, and it's nothing to save up for, Jamie. I mean, the membership, the initial membership this year is going to be under $10. And it's an annual membership.
Oh, wow.
It might go up a little bit next year, but it's going to be under $10. We want every single independent filmmaker or wannabe filmmaker or student or anybody in the entertainment industry that's an actor now and wants to do film later to be a member of this group, because we're doing things for the independent film community, and we want to do it. We can do them better if we do it together with a bigger group.
With the Independent Cinema Foundation, we are making entertainment history. Why not join us and we can arrive together?
All ships rise when the tide goes up, you know. And if you work together, folks, you'd be amazed what you can get done. You know, it's that's awesome. What a great idea!
Absolutely.
You and John Cox came up with that, huh? Just sitting around one day and said, you know,
John,
what we ought to do is this. And,
well, I've been looking at doing a nonprofit for around 4 years now, and John's been probably looking at it for 10 years, maybe. We both thought, hey, why don't we do this together? We're both thinking about along the same lines with a couple of variations. What if we put our heads together and figure out exactly how we pan this out and make it happen? And so, so that's why it's happening. The third and final component of the nonprofit, Jamie, real quick, is the distribution and selling of your film. So, of course, every filmmaker wants to get their film exposed. They want to get it shot and done to the best quality with the best technology. And then they want to get it sold. They want to get in front of people's hands.
Right.
You know, they want to get those DVDs out there or get those out on Netflix or any other platform that there is. And so we're going to provide that to them, for them. You know, similar to the American film market, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, you know, because it's a national broadcast show, but we're going up against the American film market, and we're going to be the ICF of, you know, the Kmart or Walmart version of the American film market. And we're going to provide what they provide at a third of the price.
Right. Right.
We're not going to work with the big studios. We're going to purely do an independent thing.
I love it. I love it. That is so cool. And, you know, I mean, you're right. You know, at least the filmmakers I know, and, you know, especially indie filmmakers, a lot of these cats don't know, you know, the process, the steps involved of independent distribution to platforms like Netflix and Amazon and what have you. You know, and if you're in this business, well, you got to go to school sometimes to learn this stuff. And this sounds like a pretty good one to do. And the price is right, too. Wow. You know, amazing. Amazing.
And we're pretty blessed. We already have our first board meeting. You know, we're going to have our first board meeting at the end of this month. And we already have award-winning entertainment and filmmaking members on our board. You know, we have Todd Nunes, and we have Tom Rico from New York. Gregory, you know, they're both on our board with us. And, of course, Cher Cherie's on the board with us, and she's incredible. We have Rob Palmer. He was our best director for last year's festival. So we have some really big independent filmmaking names on the board and working with us on this project. And it's only got one way to go, and that's up. So we hope everybody's involved, and we hope that we can get and attract all the independent filmmakers out there and all of the people in the entertainment industry that want to network and work together with a nonprofit to do the right thing, to, you know, to help one another.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, you know, it's so cool. So much happening, folks. And again, get involved with this stuff. If you don't, you're just going to be left out in the cold. You definitely need to, man, I would, you know, if you're in the, if you're making movies, sign up for this. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's my advice. You know, I've been around a while. I see this stuff, and this is a good thing. Just the network, just the networking alone, that is awesome. So cool. And, you know, if you're a film fan, get out, folks, into these festivals. Support these festivals. Support independent film. It's very important, and you'll be amazed at some of the product. You know, it's just fantastic, fantastic. And, you know, we talk about all these costume contests and makeup various things that go on, but the most important thing is the film. And you get to see, you know, you get days of really cool film to see. Definitely worth it. I love it. I think it's great.
Thanks a lot, Jamie. I appreciate it.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, just keep doing what you're doing, LJ. And Teresa, so glad you you know, were able to call in and tell us about that and everything. It's just amazing. I can't wait to see you in Westworld in the frozen chamber there.
Oh,
cool.
Thank you. And yes, thanks a lot. It was nice to call in and chat with you gentlemen, of course.
Oh,
thanks,
yeah,
Teresa.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. You know, LJ, she classed the place up around here. I'd love it.
That's right.
Keep it classy.
That's right. Well, I can't wait for everything that's going on, and I definitely want to have you back on the show again, LJ, because, you know, we didn't get into so much of the kaleidoscope. We'll have you on closer to that date and talk about that and everything. You know, and all the various projects, just keep doing what you're doing, man. That's great. It's awesome. And again, folks, we have links to everything. Get involved. Like these Facebook pages, these social media pages and stuff too, because you can keep up to date with all of that. And very, very cool. I want to thank you guys for taking time to be on the show tonight. I'm looking at the time, and it's about that time. But man, what a fun episode we had tonight.
Thank you again,
we're
Jamie,
out of
so
here,
much.
Tonight. Oh, yeah, definitely. Anytime, my friend, anytime. Folks, this
really
will be converted to a podcast. Thank you. I appreciate it. I know you guys, LJ, honestly, between you and me and the lamppost, man, I know how busy you are. It's crazy. But that's cool. Folks, we're going to be out of here. We will be back tomorrow night. We had a reschedule. I know we normally don't do a show on Friday. Actually, the whole month of September, we're doing shows on Friday. We've got Soul, a classic Soul icon tomorrow out of the Philly Soul scene from the 70s and today as well. He's got a new album out, Bunny Sigler. So, you know, you saw him on Soul Train back in the day, and he's going to be on the show tomorrow night. So tune in for that. Teresa, LJ, have a great night in whatever you guys get into tonight. I know it's a Thursday in L.A., so that could be anything. Although I think it's probably work. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you all
next
time.
Thank you too, Jamie. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.
Jamie Rocks' Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.